The number one way to get wholesaling deals as a beginner that nobody, and I mean nobody on the internet, is talking about at all when it comes to wholesaling real estate. What is up, guys? Zach in here. And in today's video, I'm just going to give you the honest truth about being a beginner. What is the thing that no one's talking about that's actually producing results, actually producing wholesaling real estate deals, that's actually going to put money in your pocket when it comes to wholesaling houses, wholesaling real estate, and just flipping paper on real estate contracts? You're probably really confused about, you know, all these gurus and internet people out here telling you do this, do that, do all these things. And honestly, you guys are working harder, not smarter. And if you know exactly how to get the leads inbound to you, how to use them online, how to use them everywhere, you can start producing wholesaling real estate deals without struggling at all. And no, there's no ulterior motives at the end of this video to go sign up for my $15,000 one-on-one package program seminar in Malibu. Right now, it's none of this stupid stuff. What I'm going to tell you is stuff that people in the wholesaling real estate are actually doing that's actually producing results, making money. The most important part, making moolah, so you can actually go out here and produce results for you and your own wholesaling real estate business. The honest truth is, if you do everything that everyone else is doing, you just do the same old thing, you ain't going to get anywhere. You look at anyone extraordinary in wholesaling real estate, they do the fundamentals that work, but then they go above and beyond and they do another thing on top of that. And this is what I'm trying to share with you today. You have to be extraordinary, extraordinary when it comes to your wholesaling business. I'm not telling you to work 300 hours a week or 200. I'm not telling you to work anymore. I'm telling you to work smarter. And this is what we're going to share today. This is what we're going to break down. And this is how I'm going to help you become the best wholesaler possible. So let's get in this and let's really talk about the number one way to get wholesaling deals that no one is talking about. The reason why I say nobody's talking about is you go on any other wholesaling YouTube channel, outside of Flip Lurk channel, maybe, right? Or the Rickin channel. Like, it's not being talked about. It's being zipped. We got to be quiet on this. We can't sell a course on this. And I'm telling you, if this goes out publicly to the internet, like, I can't do more course sales, which is where 99% of the guru business industry runs. I can't do any results. I can't do it, right? So they don't want to tell you. They don't want you to know this stuff. This is a secret, right? Because you can't go watch perpetual videos all day on YouTube to go learn this. You just got to go take action and make money. And that's kind of what I do. I tell everyone, like, hey, just go to frillsing.com, learn how to wholesale for free. Heck, be so busy wholesaling. You still watch the YouTube videos, right? Participate in live streams, all these things, but maybe don't watch as many videos because you're making so much money wholesaling. That's the point here. And what's the secret thing that nobody talks about, right? These are all in the $10,000 wholesaling programs and all these crazy things, right? Like, what is this extra special sauce that nobody talks about, right? Let's be honest. It's inbound internet leads. Now, when you hear the word inbound internet leads, you probably think, oh, I got to spend $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000. You probably saw an ad before this video of somebody pitching you got to spend $9,000 a month in wholesaling to produce internet leads, right? And the honest truth is, what did I make the title of this video? Like, as a beginner, right? If you want to actually get results as a beginner, how do you do well? Like, what's the secret sauce here? As a beginner, how do you actually produce results, right? And the honest truth is, you ain't going to have $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 to start out. Like, I started my first wholesaling real estate bandit sign campaign with only $300, right? And heck, you don't even need that. You just reverse try for dollars, make a ton of money. Like, it's not this big secret. So to produce inbound internet leads, this is not us cold calling. This is not us drying for dollars for hours, right? This is not like that kind of thing, right? You already know. I'm the first person to tell you to cold call, dry for dollars, all these hard things because it gets great mental toughness. It makes you a better wholesaler, all these great things. But what I'm trying to tell you is there is an easier option. And this is an easier option that nobody talks about because, frankly, if you knew about this, we wouldn't be buying all the hoopla programs and all the crazy secret sauces because they give it out for free. And frankly, me and Rick kind of invented half of these methods and the ways of doing these methods. So the gurus can't take credit for it. And they don't want to give us credit. They want to think we don't exist in wholesaling, which is always a fun thing. But internet leads that are inbound, that cost no money, that you don't have to pay to do, this is the thing that I always talk about that nobody else in the wholesaling industry wants to talk about, right? These are leads that come to you. They come in your inbox. You don't have to spend any money for, and they're super motivated. There's no course at the end of this thing. There's not that stupid. I mean, there's a free wholesaling course you can always hop on and do, but, like, I mean, you don't have to, like, go on that, right? You just get leads coming in for you absolutely for free. And so what I'm going to do today is just show you how to do it, right? And there's no salesmanship at this or that stupid stuff. I'm just going to tell you what to do so you can get rich and maybe send me some wholesaling deals and hey, I can get rich too. Hey, I like that, right? So the point of what I'm trying to tell you today, the point of why I'm trying to convince you you should doing this stuff, and the reason why I say no one talks about it is because you watching this video, you've probably heard me talk about some of these things. But the reason why the title says that nobody's talking about, I should really change the title to what you're not doing. Because you probably know about these strategies if you watch me long enough, but you are currently not doing it. Why are you not doing it? The reason why you should be doing it, you're gonna do less calls. And oh, I don't want to cold call, right? That's what everyone says. You can do less calls. You do less work and you do more contracts. That is the point of today. This is what I'm trying to convey to you. You're going to do less calls, you're going to do less work, and you get more contracts. But you have to do it. This isn't a sexy strategy type thing. But you can work hard while not like breaking your back doing this. And the truth is, with anybody I talk to, I say, hey, do this. And they're like, oh, I haven't done that before. I haven't heard about it because the guru ain't stinking telling you about this. So let's get rid of the hype. Let's talk about inbound marketing, inbound internet leads and all this stuff. So what are these inbound internet leads? Now, there's honestly five different, I would say, inbound internet leads. That's the best way to describe it. There are five different ways to get leads inbound on the internet. Now, there are other ones. You can always pay for them, right? I'm really not going to talk about the paid ones because I truly don't believe paying for Facebook ads or PPC or SEO, the $4,000 or $5,000 a month doing that, I truly believe in my heart, paying VAs and employees, you do way more wholesaling deals doing that than paying $4,000 or $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 doing it. And heck, just dropping $5,000 in direct mail, which I'm not saying as a beginner you should do, but just doing that versus the internet inbound thing, it's direct mail is so much better. So what I'm telling you today is you don't spend money on this stuff, okay? I ain't getting paid for me going on this video today. I literally give this for free. And so the gurus ain't gonna like it. They're screaming. They're probably trying to get this video taken down as we speak, but I don't care. Let's talk about these strategies. Now, number one, now when I start saying these strategies, you're gonna start immediately, your eyes are gonna be like, you know what? I know Zach said this can get me really rich, but I'm going to do it. I don't want to get that rich, right? Literally, it's insane. I give you guys the key and you say, I don't want to open the key. It's ridiculous. So let's talk about the first thing. Just do me a favor. Do not roll your eyes when I say this. Actually think about like, you know what? Zach told me to do this. I'm going to act like I paid $2,000 for this little seminar type thing. I don't know. Behind a Arizona In-N-Out Burger hotel chain. I don't know. Just pretend you spend some money on this so you can actually pay some sticking attention. Maybe you can start writing some notes so you can actually become accountable for yourself. I'm doing this for free, so whatever you want. But inbound internet leads, think about this. So strategy number one, this is joint venturing, JVing. Now, before you roll your eyes like, oh, JVing, I'm not a superstar like Zach. I can't do it. You don't need to be a big superstar like me to be doing this. You can go in the comments right now on these live streams and say, hey, my name is Zach Ginn, or I mean, don't say your name, Zach. That's not your name. But like, hey, my name is Romeo Johnson. I live in Minnesota. I'm in Minneapolis market. I have 4 deals I've done this year. I can show you HUDs. I can show you proof. Who wants a JV with me? I promise you, you do that and you've done some deals or you have some good cash buyers, you'll get people. You put your phone number out there on the internet. I know it sounds scary, but it's true. There's no boogeyman. They're not coming to your house. You will get leads coming into you. And these are leads you could split. $20,000 deal split into two, make $10,000, $10,000. You make $10,000 a month doing this little strategy. Because I'm getting people inside of FlipLurk Plus making $20,000 monthly just JVing. It's insane. But the truth is you are not doing it. Why are you not doing it? Is it because no one makes that much money? I make a lot of money JVing. You should be doing it, right? If I can do it, you can do it. But I'm showing other people how to do it. And that is possible. So how can you the same exact thing? You just got to let people know who you are. I don't know what other way to say this, but say, hey, my name is this name. Go in the comments, go in the live streams. This is why we only go live one day a week now. So everyone come in the comments, let them know. You got to do it. But the key is to do it consistently. You have to do it every single day. When you don't do it every single day, you got to do it the right way. All right. But don't be like, hey, my name is John. I have JV deals. Like, who's John? What's your phone number? What market are you in? We don't know any of this stuff, right? Like, this guy says his name's God. And any cash buyers in mind, be like, how do I go reach God? Let me know. How do I reach out to him? Do I go to church? Like, how do I go reach out to you? Come on. We need better. Like, give me a phone number. Give me an email. Be actually professional out here. Guys, I can roast you all day. In the comments here, we got Portal. How do I reach out to Portal? Do I go to portal.com? Do I call Portal? Like, there's no phone number here. Guys, come on. This is ridiculous. Actually put your name. Actually put your information. Let people know. It's not scary. No one's going to try to, like, attack you. Okay, you're fine. All right? So, like, what's the strategy for JVing on this, right? I mean, honestly, find another wholesaler. You can also do this. This is a great strategy, too. Find other beginner wholesalers to drive for dollars for you. So let's say I live in, Lisbon, Portugal, right? I can go, since I'm virtually wholesaling, I can go find somebody in Omaha, Nebraska that's brand new and just have them drive for dollars for me. They provide me the leads. I'll call and close the sellers myself and we split the deal 50-50. I don't pay any money on gas. I ain't spending the time. I ain't going to Omaha, Nebraska. They're doing it for me. That's a great 50-50 JV partnership there. I can have another wholesaler, possibly I can pull this, skip trace it. Maybe they can call it. Maybe they put the deals under contract. I can bring the cash buyer. Maybe I bring the deals under contract. They have a cash buyer, right? I can have the cash buyer. They can have the cash buyer. I mean, it doesn't really matter which one to do. There's so many ways to JV. And the truth is you probably haven't even tried to do this. And if you could just put your head in the game, pedal to the metal, just in the live streams right here, you can make 10 grand a month. Why are you not doing it? I have over 110,000 people in Wholesaling Houses Free on my Facebook group. Do you think you can make a deal out of one out of 110,000 people? I think you can, okay? I think there's plenty of fish in the sea out of 110,000 people in the Facebook group for you to actually go get a wholesaling deal. Think about that for a second. One out of 110,000. That's a lot of stinking people. I think you can deal with at least one of them. But if you're not in the comments, you don't let people know who you are, you ain't going to do anything. It's the honest truth. You can be a scared little baby, or you can go out here and actually start doing deals. It's honestly up to you. Now, it's like, okay, I get it. I want to find people that like up contracts like Zach. I want to find them, and I want to have the cash buyer and the great dispositions, and then I can split it 50-50. But I suck at cash buyers. I suck at dispositions, right? How do you do this? Guys, this is the easiest way. You can become a cash buyer machine in under a week. You just go to freewholesaling.com. freewholesaling.com. Okay. You can learn how to become a master at cash buyers, a master at dispositions, a master at going out here and having cash buyers. And you can go and find people that are struggling to sell their wholesaling deals, and you can provide the buyers. You can create a win-win for everyone and make tens of thousands of dollars a month. Free internet inbound leads. Question is, why aren't you doing this? 10K a month, not that much work compared to cold calling, trying for dollars, all the other stuff. Why are you not doing this? I legitimately want to know. Because I'm doing it and I'm making a lot more than 10K a month. Why aren't you doing it? I'm shocked that this industry does not do this enough. I'm mad that I'm the only person who just wants to rake in millions of dollars doing this. I'm trying to get you some money, okay? I'm trying to spread the wealth around. And I'm not even getting paid from saying this. Like, you go and do a JV deal, make 20 grand, you split it to 50-50. I'm not even getting paid on that. So why am I saying that, right? It's probably making me lose a little bit because I just want the wholesaling industry to make more money. I want people to have more chances. I want people to create more value. I want things to happen like that. I want to create a legacy in my life for everyone in the wholesaling real estate industry. But I can do that. I can provide all the tools, but you're still the person who has to put the nail on the hammer. I can give you the hammer. I can give you the nail, but you still have to hit the nail on the hammer. I can't do it for you, okay? The training wheel's got to come off soon. I'm giving you everything you need to know, okay? So you guys have to go out here and do it. The question is, why aren't you doing it? Are you scared? Do you not want to get rich? Like, I legit want to know. Why do you not want to do it? Why are you scared to put your phone number out on the internet? Use a Google Voice number. Why are you scared to put your face and name out here? The internet's already got your information. I promise you, the government They have the they have your name, they have your social security, they got all of it. Okay, the IRS knows everyone. So don't be like, oh, you know, no one knows who I am. Everyone knows, the government knows who you are. Okay, I promise you. So don't be like, oh, I don't want my information public. Your information's already public to the internet. The guru's got it. Everyone's got it. The government's got it. So don't be scared. Number two, let's talk about this. Digital bandit signs. Another one you're probably rolling your eyes off, rolling your eyes about. Like, oh, okay. Why am I saying rolling? Because I know you haven't done it. I'm straight in your eye. I know you haven't done it. I know you haven't consistently put a digital bandit sign out every single day for 30 days straight. You're not disappointed in me. I already make millions of dollars. Like, I'm not disappointed. You're not disappointed in me. You're disappointing yourself. You're disappointing your family. You're disappointing your financial future. You're disappointing what you could achieve by doing this. I'm not mad or not JVing either. It's more JV deals for me. I can sleep at night knowing I provide all this to you of how to do it. But you still have to be the one to go out here and do the stupid, stinking work. Why do you want to do it? I'm legitimately curious. Why do you not want to go out here and live the life that you know you deserve? Why do you not want to get rich? I'm giving you everything. Why do you not do digital bandit signs? It's too much work. Oh, it's not too much work. Have you driven for dollars? Have you cold called 5 hours a day, 5 days a week for a year straight like me? Have you done that? It's a lot more work than posting digital bandit signs with your wife beater, copying and pasting from AI. I promise you it's a lot easier to do. So I need you to understand that you have to start doing this. I'm calling people out today because I just don't care. You guys really need a stinking wake-up call today. So I get the, what's a digital bandit sign? Hold up. You have never been to freewholesaling.com. And I don't even want to get into the whole call out of people that don't want to go to my free wholesaling course because there is $7,000 of wholesaling game. I could sell that course for $7,000 if I wanted to. I have a little one-on-one guy. You schedule a call. We can give you the whole little sales course for that. No, I get it for free. The question that you don't even know what that is means that you haven't gone through the course. You haven't chosen to make a change in your life. You haven't chosen. I'm not, that's a free course too. That's the most ridiculous part. It's not a dollar. It's not $9.99. It's a free course. The fact that you don't even know what a digital bandit sign is, guess what? Somebody in your market does, and they're probably posting and doing deals right now because they decided they want to get rich. They want to go to freelancing.com and they want to start making a change in their life and getting their family rich. They wanted to retire their mom, but you did not want to retire your mom. Why? I don't know. It's truly, truly insane. Digital bandit signs are bandit signs. You know, everyone knows what a bandit sign is, hopefully. It's one of those like, we buy ugly houses signs. It's like, you know, you stick them on the ground and you kind of put a phone number there and you just say, hey, we buy ugly houses. And you got a phone number there and people call you, right? Now, let's say I'm back in Lisbon, Portugal, right? I can't put bandit signs out in Omaha, Nebraska. I personally can't do it. So what am I going to do instead? Well, what I'm going to do instead is I can put these bandit signs out digitally inside of Omaha, Nebraska. What do I mean by this? You could pretty much post Craigslist, literally go to Craigslist post and say, we buy houses cash. You can just blitz them everywhere, right? And if you know how to get around the algorithms, you know how to use AI to write it the right way and do so many different techniques, you can get inbound leads coming into you. The truth is you're not doing it. You haven't gone to freewholesaling.com. I have an entire AI section that teaches this, right? It's all in there. You can go to Facebook groups, find the Omaha, Nebraska moms group. And if you're a mom, which I mean, it's weird for, you know, a 40-year-old guy to go in that group, but like, you know, you can go there. You can go to the Omaha, Nebraska Car Geeks Network Facebook group or whatever. And then just say, hey guys, if anyone's, hey, this is a picture of my cool car. Also, I use this car to go look for houses. If you're looking to sell your house, let me know. You can put a stupid little post out there. And this stuff Rick's been doing since the early 2010, 11, like fishing groups to get deals. And the truth is you are not doing this. The saddest part is you are not doing this because you know you should. You're like, wow, that's a great idea. And here's the problem. I spew this information out, which means somebody in Omaha, Nebraska, right now, watching this video, they're broke. They're in their mom's basement. Do they have basements in Omaha? I think they do. They're broke. They're sick and tired of where they're at in life. And they say, you know what? I'm going to make a change. I'm sick of where I'm at right now in my life. I want to move out of my parents' house. I want to go out here and make a life from the dreams, and I want to do everything I know I'm destined to be. And so they're going right now to ChatGPT. They're going to freelancing.com in the AI section, and they're looking up how to create digital bandit signs inside of freelancing.com using AI to do most of the work. And they're posting on Facebook groups and Craigslist ads. And they're getting inbound leads while you are sitting on your sorry bum, not doing any deals, crying to me, and then going in the comments saying, oh, wholesaling's so saturated. It's the worst thing ever. Why? You got kids in your own stinking market doing this, doing wholesaling deals. I see the checks every single day. Go to the Facebook group. Go see me post it. These people are everywhere. And so that's the tale of two wholesalers. You got the one wholesaler that cries every day. And you got the other wholesaler that's so sick and tired of where they're at right now that they're making the change. Which one are you? Which one? It really amps me up sometimes to see people complain, but they don't do jack squat work to get out of their situation right now. Digital bandit signs are a way. And I'm not saying it's going to be like, oh my gosh, you do this, everything's going to change, right? It's just a strategy. It's a method. There's so many methods to do wholesaling deals, but if you're not doing it, why are you not doing it? You got to test them out. You got to see what's working. You got to see what's not working. Digital band signs are an amazing way to go out here and get inbound seller leads. It's at freelancing.com. I teach it absolutely for free. Now, we got a full like tutorial. We have a digital band sign academy inside of FlipLurk Plus. If you send me JV deals, right, that's just for other people. But the truth is, everything in freelancing.com is really honestly between you and me. AI does most of the work, so you can do it from there. I'm telling you, digital bandit signs, they are insane. Most people aren't willing to do them. They want to cry. They want to cry every day. What's another one? Virtual drawing for dollars. Guys, you're doing virtual wholesaling and you want to go find deals. Google Map is literally taking pictures of streets every day, thousands of miles every single day of new street. They're just click, 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 click. They're taking pictures of ugly houses and they're there. You can pay VAs to do it. You can do it yourself. Virtual drawing for dollars works. I cannot stress this enough. As long as it's 2021, 2022, 2023 Google Street View, you can go to Google Maps, drive around town. I recommend dmzach.com. I love Deal Machine for it. dmzach.com, that's how you try it out for free. You can do virtual drawing for dollars, right? And you can go out here and find ugly houses just literally on the internet, right? You can just do, it's called virtual driving for dollars. Now, most wholesalers aren't willing to do it. It seems like a little work, but guys, what other thing can you put on any music on your headphones, on the internet, sitting, relaxing, and just find deals like that? It's an amazing strategy. I pay VAs to do it. I can have other people do it, right? Virtual drawing for dollars. It's very underutilized. And of course, drawing for dollars is better. Of course, reverse drawing for dollars is better. But this is a strategy I believe most virtual wholesalers are not doing. Why are virtual wholesalers refusing to do this? Why are virtual wholesalers not doing this all? I can't tell you why, but I truly believe if you can just find 50 of these every single day, I know that's a little grind. I know it's a little grind, but if you can find 50 virtual drawing for dollars leads every single day for a month straight and you call and text these people, you'll get a wholesaling deal. Let me repeat this again. You do 50 a day, the guru will go away. 50 virtual drawing for dollars leads a day keeps the guru away because you'll get plenty of wholesaling deals. You get plenty of leads. But how does this go inbound, right? You text them, they can get you back, right? They can text or call you back, right? But virtual drawing for dollars, Google Maps, boom. It doesn't have to cost any money. You don't even have to use dmzach.com for it, right? But most wholesalers aren't willing to do it. I don't know why. It's a great strategy. It can lead you to a lot of great results, and it's something you should probably consider doing. Now, let me give you another one no one ever talks about. This is a very, very secretive strategy. It's a very secret strategy that no one wants to talk about, right? But you know, it's late at night sometimes, so we can reveal some strategies. The gurus are sleeping right now, so they can't see it. But I call this one Bandit Comments, and this is one we released on the FlipLurk YouTube channel a couple weeks ago, maybe a month ago. But it's a brand new marketing system strategy that is going to change wholesaling real estate. I don't say that lightly. This is a strategy me and Rick have been using for years now, years and years. And we've started teaching people slowly but surely how to do this. And they're getting deals too, just like we have done it. And so the one thing I can tell you to kind of present this is I have, ever since I was 17 years old, and I'm 23 right now, I'm going to be 24 soon. All I've thought about basically, majority of my life, like the thoughts in my brain have been wholesaling or real estate related. And I don't say that lightly. I legit don't say that lightly. Most of my thoughts have been real estate or real estate investing or wholesaling related, which means I've thought time and time again in a car, in an airport, everywhere, how can I get, what's a new way to get wholesaling deals? How do I talk to more sellers? How do I make more money in wholesaling? Is that a vain thing to do? I think there's one person on earth that needs to just constantly think of new ways to wholesale real estate, like an inventor, kind of like a Einstein type thing. And me and Rick kind of devised a strategy, just thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking about wholesaling real estate. And this is what we call bandit comments. So there's bandit signs, but this new strategy is called bandit comments. Now, I'm not the first person to ever do this, but I'm probably the first person to ever talk about this on YouTube. Now, this is a strategy where you're on Facebook and you find somebody that does a Facebook ad, right? These are people spending $5, $6, $7, $8 grand every single month. Hey, this is Zach with Zach Home Solutions. And if you're looking to sell your property, please put in the web form below. I would love to give you a cash offer. Right? Those are usually what they look like. It's all stupid and, you know, it's all professional, right? But the cool part about those is people usually pay an agency $7, $8 grand to go put the ad out there. They manage the Facebook ad. It's all, oh, I sit on my butt all day, get deals, right? The cool part about that is these agencies are lazy bums and they don't check the comments. And these ads get thousands of views in your market every single day. So what you can do, I'm just telling you ways to get wholesaling deals. All right, I ain't the ethics or moral police here. I can tell you what's legal. That's all I can tell you. You can comment below on these ads. Hey, my name is Zach. I'm looking to buy 2 more houses for cash. I'll pay more than this guy. I know that sounds weird. Put your phone number next to it. I promise you, you do at least 3 or 4 of those a day, you will get inbound leads. And they will be hot inbound leads. These are leads you should be spending $3 or $4 grand every single month for that you will get. Now, here's the funny part. Oh, that's not fair. All's fair in wholesaling real estate. Some lazy bum wants to spend $7 grand a month and not check the comments. I'll go do it all day, every day. All right. I'm telling you, bandit comments work for Facebook ads for wholesaling. I don't think Facebook ads are cool, but you can hijack people's Facebook ads and start getting wholesaling deals. Literally just post, hey, me and my partner are looking to buy 2 more houses this month or this week, whatever you want to put. Put your phone number. Say, call me. I'll pay more than this guy. Most of the time, the person spending the thousands of dollars on these ads will never look at your comment. They're too lazy. They think they're too good for it, or they hired someone to do it. No one looks at it. And you will get inbound leads all day, every day. I promise you. Now, there's going to be a little competition on those leads. I ain't going to lie. But they're free. They're inbound. And it is sweet when you get those wholesaling deals because you steal it from your competition. It's the best feeling in the world. I love doing it. I've beaten my competition so many times. And it's a fun little feeling for me. I don't know why. Is that mean to say? I don't know. What I can tell you is bandit comments. They work. I'm telling you right now. It's just one thing you should be thinking about, though. I swear. Okay, just think about this for a second, all right? If you can just literally every time you see a Facebook ad, when it comes to a wholesaling person's ad, just put it on there. I promise you, you'll get deals. It'll probably get you one deal this year, maybe. That's an extra 20, 30 grand. But just think about that. You're going to see them everywhere, and you're doing it to it, okay? Now, the truth is, you're watching this video, you've probably scrolled a couple Facebook ads in your own market and be like, oh, these people are spending so much money. I have no shot. Just comment. Just comment. Just do it. I promise you, you will get leads. You will get deals. And then you'll hop back on. You'll be one of the many people on the podcast that do a bunch of wholesaling deals. You'll be like, wow, Zach's the best. Why am I the best? Because I show you how to do this stuff that I promise you no other YouTuber, no other person has ever, besides me and Rick, have talked about this. Why? Everyone knows how to do it. All the gurus know this. They don't want to tell you. Why don't they want to tell you this information? I know I sound like a conspiracy theorist in wholesaling real estate, but really think about it for a second. I can't sell a course on that. I can't sell you a course on that little method because I'm all high and mighty, right? But I don't care. I'm trying to put these gurus out of business. And to put a guru out of business, you have to go out here and get the best information possible. The stuff that no one else has the balls to put out. But I do. I don't really care. So they're called Bandit Comments. Patent pending name. I think it's a cool name, but I'm telling you, it will get you wholesaling deals. And then the fifth strategy for inbound free internet leads. This is not my favorite choice, but I do have to list it here. I want you guys to understand this. It should be something on here. But Zillow for sale by owners, if you can go text, call, whatever you want to do, and then just submit contracts on MLS listed houses, that is a way on the internet you can get inbound leads. Is it my favorite? No, there's way better strategies. There are way better ways to get wholesaling deals, but it is a strategy you can do. Not my favorite, but I'm telling you, it is a strategy that you're watching this, you probably know how to do it. And honestly, for most wholesalers, you probably haven't even called. You haven't probably made 10 offers on the Zillow for sale by owner list. Why? You need to make at least 10 offers just to get comfortable making offers, get comfortable getting rejected, get comfortable being uncomfortable. The more comfortable you are being uncomfortable, the more uncomfortable situations you get yourself in, the more you're going to grow as a human being, the more you're going to grow as a wholesaler, the more you're going to grow to become the best wholesaler possible. The truth is you are staying in your comfort zone and you do not grow as a human being, a wholesaler, an entrepreneur, anything by staying in your comfort zone. That is where you get lazy. This is where you get complacent. This is where you stay broke. You do not want to stay broke. You want to get rich. You have to grow. To grow your income, there are growing pains. And it hurts. A lot of sleepless nights, a lot of hard work. But if you can go over that and overcome that fear, overcome that hard work, overcome the struggle, and go through that adversity, you'll be a way bigger person. Through all the pain, you'll get way more money, more wholesaling deals, and more rich. And you just do those methods. I'm telling you right now, no other wholesaler ever talks about it. Nobody ever wants you to know about it. It's a big secret. Don't tell anyone about it. But if you can actually go out here and do it, I promise you, there are plenty of wholesaling deals to be done. No one's talking about it, though. I don't know why. It's a secret. And if you want to really know the secret sauce, I do have a free wholesaling course. It's freewholesaling.com. I tell you about selling a course. I can't sell something that's free. It's freewholesaling.com. You either go there or you don't. Either you stay broke or you get the information, the knowledge to get you rich. I ain't going to tell you what to do, but I can tell you that the wholesaler that wants it more will go to freewholesaling.com, actually learn what to say. They know it. Think about this. If you don't know what to say to lowball a seller and make an extra $20,000, $30,000 on one wholesaling deal, you're behind. You're way behind the gap. There's a gap between wholesalers doing $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 wholesaling deals and ones that aren't. The honest truth is knowing how to do the right lowball offers. And in freewholesaling.com, I teach exactly how to do what we call the good cop, bad cop method, which is the best method for lowballing a seller. You go to freewholesaling.com. You can literally watch me on a live recording be talking to a seller making over 70K on a wholesaling deal using the good cop, bad cop method. It's all on a private server, so YouTube can't take down the video. They love doing that. I don't know if I get in trouble saying that. But it's all in there. It's a free wholesaling course, freewholesaling.com. You guys definitely need to go there. It's one of the best ways out here to get rich in wholesaling real estate. So what I want to do is answer some questions. I know you guys definitely have a lot of questions out here. So I wanted to help you guys out and become the best wholesaler possible. So GoatBuddy's actually got a good, this is when we talk about, this isn't an inbound lead, but this is one I probably should have talked about too. So I'll put this as an honorable mention. Thanks, GoatBuddy. The bail bondsman list. First of all, use Zach with an H, not a K, FYI. But Zach with an H, please. But ever do the bail bondsman list? We love the bail bondsman list. You can get a list of people that got arrested, and you can actually reach out to local bail bondsmen and see if you can wholesale deals that they get. Because bail bondsmen actually, they can collect collateral on real estate, and sometimes they own houses. Insane. I'm telling you, go do it, right? So Soldier of Yaw, who is telling people to JV with him that no one knows how to JV with him. He doesn't give his information out. Ringless voicemail. Do not do ringless voicemail. There is basically case law. Now, this is in the state of Florida, and it is pretty much, it was from a federal court. So the Southern District of Florida, so that's a federal court, I believe. Hopefully some of my lawyers can back me up on this. But basically, it is illegal due to the Telephone Communication Protections Act of 1991, I believe. They have proved that ringless voicemail is illegal. Now, cold calling texting is fine, but ringless voicemail has been shown to be illegal. So I'm not even going to explain it because don't do it. Easy as that, right? You want some more secrets? You go to freewilson.com. That's it. Yeah. What's up, Vernon? Zach's dropping the sauce. Appreciate it. Love it. Love it. Let's see here. Steve, what's up? I'm in all the channels. Zach and Rick gave it all away. I appreciate it, guys. We have four YouTube channels, FYI. There is the Flip with Rick YouTube channel, which is the biggest one. 89,000 subscribers. Hopefully by the end of this year, our goal is to get it to over 100,000 subscribers. That would be an awesome goal. Help us out. Flip with Rick on YouTube. Now, the one you're watching me currently on is the Zach and YouTube channel. Hopefully we get to 40,000 subscribers soon. That'd be an awesome accomplishment. There's the Rickin YouTube channel, which is an amazing YouTube channel. That's Rickin's personal channel. Zachin's my personal Zachin channel. Rick goes live Mondays at 5 p.m. Obviously, we have a late night stream on the Zachin channel. Then we have a Wholesaling Houses for Real YouTube channel, which are clips of presentations that we do that are really cool. So we like it. What's up, SOS Investments? Laziness makes no money. I cannot agree more with that. Laziness will not make you money. Isn't sloth a sin, right? You cannot be lazy. The lazy man does not get anything. The lazy person, they feel comfortable right now, but you have not been put on this earth to sit on your bum all day and not create a better place in this world. And I truly believe you making money and providing for your family, the people you love, and hopefully giving to charity, whatever you want to do, makes the world a better place. So that's why I'll keep talking about wholesaling real estate, making you a rich wholesaler, because you deserve it. I truly believe you're a great person and you are destined for more than what your life currently has. I know I'm destined for what currently is in my life. Now, I'm not greedy. I don't think I need more, but I truly believe the more abundance I get, the more I can give to more people, which means the more people I can get rich for me for free, which makes everybody more money, and the more charity I can give to, which is a win-win for everyone, right? Laziness will make you no money. Being a broke bum will make you no money. You have to work hard, but you have to understand you have to work smart too. There's a lot of wholesalers out here that work really hard, but they don't get any money because they're not working smart. You have to work smart, you have to work hard, and you have to do whatever it takes to become a successful wholesaler. I'm telling you right now, go do it. Let's see. Alrighty. Let's see. So squat yacht. Guys, just put your name sometimes. I can't even read half these. Okay. Tattoo on my face. Will I be successful in this? That is a mental roadblock you have in yourself. So if it's really bad, you know, maybe you got some really, something bad. I think you can use concealer. Maybe some people who know makeup better than me can do it. But I feel like you can use concealer if it's really bad. I guess I'm not. People in the comments can let me know. But a face tat is going to be something that's mentally going to just, you think it's going to be bad, it will. If you think it's going to throw you off, it will. If you take charge with it and you make it part of who you are, go do it. Now, if you are considering a face tattoo, would it help you? I don't see how it will help. You know, I've always considered, it says screw and then gurus face tattoo. That'd be kind of sick. But do I think it will help me out in wholesaling? Probably not. So that's why I don't have the gurus tattoo on my face. Maybe. I'd love to put Tua right here. He's got to win a Super Bowl first. But I don't think it'll make me more wholesaling deals. So I don't do it. But because you have it on, it's like being young, right? I got my first wholesaling deal at 17 years old. I'm 17. It's going to throw me off. I can't get a wholesaling deal. If I thought like that, I wouldn't be even here standing for you today. I'd be broke. But I didn't let that define me. Oh, I got longer hair. I can't get a wholesaling deal. Oh, I got facial hair. I can't get a wholesaling deal. It's so stupid. Nobody really cares. Okay. Now, there are some people that discriminate. That's life. I think so many people in the comments can agree. There's just going to be bad people that will discriminate against you for anything and whatever, right? Worst case scenario, you can always do virtual wholesaling, right? There are people that discriminate you, whatever gender, what you look like, all these things, how old you are, how young you are. It's all stupid. But is that going to stop you doing a pursuit to change your life for financial destiny for wholesaling real estate? I don't think it should. So it's really up to you. I really don't think it's going to affect you as much as you think. It might have a small effect, but I don't think it's going to make you broke or it's going to be the reason you aren't successful. Your attitude, the amount of work you do, and like everything you possibly do and the knowledge you have is going to be the biggest change. And the way you present yourself. If you have a smile on your face and be nice, you'll be good. Let's see here. All right, we got some good comments on here. All right, people are networking because I mentioned networking. Y'all should be networking without me saying it. Everyone's dropped their number. I love it. Okay, I like the Dolphins logo. All right, I like the emojis. What's up, Ariel? Being obsessively watching your videos, putting the action. I appreciate it. Let's see here. Zach loves it so low when you say where my cash buyers at. Guys, the reason why he's saying that is people might, I get 30 to 40 posts a day that say, where my cash buyers at? It is my biggest pet peeve in the Facebook group because it's like, what are you providing? Where my cash buyers at? Like, do you have deals? When people provide cash buyers, like, are you going to provide a contract? Like, what's the exchange of value here? And I truly believe it's lazy. Hey, my name's Zach. I have a contract here. Does anybody want to work with me? You say it in the comments, right? But there's just so much spam. So bad. Just be careful with it. Oh my gosh. Oh my Lord. All right. Let's see here. All right. Tamp in the house. I like to see it. All righty. All right. Love it. Shout out to Vidush, first live stream. Awesome. So if you guys want to go out here, so shout out to Revelations. Been on my computer grinding and cold calling for deals. Awesome. Love to see it. Let's see. All right, cool. So let's talk about this. If you guys want to go on here, let's go put a link on here. If you guys want to hop on here, talk to me one-on-one. I always have a one-on-one link for everyone on Sunday nights. So you can actually go talk to me. And we can start doing wholesaling deals. So here's my streamer link. FYI for everybody watching this, I publicly put this link out here. So we're going to talk to people on the internet. They could say potty bad words. So if you have a little kid, just be careful. I don't know what they're going to say. Hopefully people keep it professional. Like they're talking to a motivated seller. I tell you to go wear a suit and tie because I don't do that. But yeah, go out here and do it. So let's go out here. Hector. Stop.
What's up, guys? How we doing?
What's up, man? I'm just kidding, man. All dogs deserve all the cuddles in the world, man.
yeah. You caught me on my phone. I almost missed this one, man. I was taking a nap, and then I got the notification. I signed up earlier for the notification. I was like, and it pinged me all over. I was like, oh crap. I was like, all right, yeah. Hey, so the last time we talked, yeah. I've ran into an issue with the land bank. I don't know if you've ever run into this kind of issue where title comes back and then they're like, oh, you know, has the seller taken care of all the obligations of the land bank in the DOT or the, I'll have to look at the email again, but something around that effect. But have they taken care of that obligation? So now I'm having to extend my contract with them. And it pushes it out a month or more. I don't know. Have you ever ran into anything like that?
So specifically with the land bank, what's the thing stopping?
I have no idea. I mean, they bought it at an auction. So
you talk to a title company, you talk to like, what are you using, a quick claim deed? Like what's the situation?
That's what's going to, I think that's kind of how we're going to. Well, no, we're with Clear Title out here in Missouri, and yeah. So I think what we're gonna do, maybe to sidestep all this, is it, someone said bring in a lawsuit against it and then do like a quit claim deed.
I'm gonna do that.
Yeah, I know.
You have to use an attorney because they're smarter than you and I with this stuff. I would go with the title company and I would say, hey, what can we do to get this closed? And they can refer. They'll usually refer to their in-house title, in-house attorney, and they will make a recommendation from there.
Okay.
I the problem is I'm not a lawyer. I can't give you law advice.
So, no.
Yeah, especially with the land, I don't know the specific case. I haven't read the deed out. You're going to have to use the attorney at the title company, which shouldn't cost you any more money, and they can give you a recommendation what to do from there.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. And then, so I also I wholesaled a sub two deal and got them under contract. Two deal. Yeah.
The word sub two is a marketing term. No lawyer will ever respect you saying that word. Subject two is what it's really called.
Subject two.
Yes, okay. One's a marketing term, one is a legal term.
Okay.
What's the difference?
I actually end up wrapping one of those up, and I found a buyer who would thought this would be a better subject to deal than it would be, you know, a wholesale deal. So I dumped it off to him, and I reached back out to the sellers. They got taken care of. Everybody got taken care of. I didn't get taken care of on this one. So I'm kind of hit. I'm not getting an assignment because I didn't assign.
Do you know this how the subject two works?
Well, yeah. So, yeah, we're assuming the loan, taking over the monthly payments, and then
you have to write a contract.
Right.
And then you can write on the contract that you're taking over the property subject to the mortgage.
See, I didn't do that. And so I used our contract, but I didn't write in the special notes right there.
You did that not this was, that.
Yeah.
And then you can, then that's a contract that you can sell and then use our contract for it for a profit.
Right.
The thing is, man, if you can use our once you start going outside of what we say, that's when you start getting screwed. I've done a lot of subject to deals. I've done a lot of different type of wholesaling deals. I've had lawyers look them over, do it. The reason why I give you the contents that we give is not because I just go use that one. No, it's stuff I actually use. And I don't get screwed on deals that I legit do from start to finish because I know how to do them the right way. People make things a lot more complicated than they really are. A subject to is just you're literally taking over. I mean, there's a lot of way you can get actually really complicated with it, but the way you should have done it was wrote a contract and then sold the contract. Easy as that.
Yeah. And I did.
Buyer do all of it.
But well, I didn't
do it like that.
Yeah. I didn't do it like that. I didn't write it up as a subject too. I wrote it up as a basic purchase and sale agreement. And well, then
still a contract and you could still sell that contract.
Right. Right. So, and then I took that same contract. I didn't do an assignment of contract. I brought it to the table. I brought it to the table and then they're like, oh yeah, we can go ahead and take care of these people for you.
Yeah.
And
so then basically what you did was you did a wholesaling deal without the assignment. Of course you're not going to get paid on it.
Yeah. Yeah. They said they'll give me a consulting fee.
See, and that's, I don't do that.
Yeah.
Hector, rule number one, wholesaling real estate. You know, the only people you can trust?
Myself?
The only people that are blood relatives to you pretty much. Yeah. That is it. In sure. Wholesaling real estate, the only person I truly trust is Rick N. That's it.
Okay.
I'm going to do a few factor. I can be 99% trustful of you. I can't be 100%. Sure. Rickon's the only person I know has my back 100% that won't ever screw me on anything. So you have to understand, because of that, I have very specific rules. I can make sure I never get screwed. I've gotten screwed so many times, millions of dollars screwed for me. Guess what I do? I make sure my back's protected.
Yep.
You got to learn a painful lesson. If you went to Wilson.com, heard all my painful lessons, you probably would have not had to make it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not a bad thing, man. I mean, it probably can't be that many. Like, you didn't lose 50 grand. It kind of sucks. No, but
it was good. It was a good number. Well, it was a good number. You
had to pay to learn that. So,
yeah. No, it's not. It's not too terrible. It was a few grand, but, a few grand. You know what I'm saying? So, this is another one that, okay, that saved in the memory bank. I won't do that again.
Yeah, you're never using that buyer again.
Yeah, yeah, they're then that's what I think. And I was like, oh, they won't screw me. They want my business. I'm bringing this. I'm dude.
Well, did you call them and say, hey, can we get squared up?
Yeah, I actually signed a W-9 with them. They said, yeah.
They just said, screw you.
Bro, this is, when's the last time I've been on? What, 2 weeks ago? About a week and a half ago?
Where are the guy's house? Hector, why are you laughing?
I mean, I don't know what to do,
you're
man.
You're not going to shake the guy down. I mean, he might be like, okay, yeah, I'll give you something.
Right, right.
Go to the guy's house. Don't be scary. You know, don't be like, oh, give me paid or what else. Like, hey, right. Like, you agree to give it to me. Like, can we make it right?
And I'm holding out for the benefit of the doubt. Maybe they're behind. Maybe they cut checks on a certain day.
Go to their house, dude. There's a mailing address. Just knock on the guy's door. I've done it plenty of times.
Sure. Sure.
You want to get paid or not?
Right.
Absolutely. And maybe he scores you up and we're good. But you sitting just praying that he does it right now. Go out here and make a change. You got a phone number. Call, text, do all these things.
Well, when I went to the office, I could just go into the office again.
Go to the office.
Yeah, because I wanted to see how that subject two actually went through and how it all, you know, because I met the seller there.
Okay, just let me ask you a question. If you go to the grocery store and you're buying, let's say, detergent. All right. And it's $26 for a thing of detergent. And the lady scans it 3 times, not once. And you have to pay an extra $50. Would you go back to customer service like, hey, can I get this fixed?
Right.
$50.
No, you make it happen. No, I hear you.
So this is $2,000 and you're not wanting to make it happen. Why?
Right. Sure. No, you're right. You're right. No. No, yeah, you're right. No, you're right. You're right. No, you're right.
It's $2,000, dude.
Yeah. Actually,
a nice Kansas City Chiefs game for that.
Yeah, I could.
Seriously, man. Like, I don't know why you're not right. I'm not telling you to do that.
No, not hear you. Not hear you. I do hear you. Do it, man. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're not wrong.
Next time.
I'm gonna have it for you. I'm gonna have that.
Say, hey, I actually did something, or I was a lazy bum and I didn't want to deal with it.
Gotcha.
And I know you're a married man, and your wife is going to kick your butt if you don't do it.
Dude, and that's the thing. I'm like, man. And if I'm like, you know, like I said, I'm like, Errol, we're all good this month.
She will kick your butt. That's $2,000.
Yeah, I know.
Okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Go do it,
absolutely,
man.
I'm going to get it done. Thanks, bub.
All right, appreciate it. All right. Christian.
What's up, Zach?
Dude, I'm blessed, man. How are you?
I'm good. It's awesome. Crazy. What's up? I'm kind of starstruck right now. My bad.
You're good.
But no, I'm gonna go to a new market. It's actually in Florida. Gonna go back to college, so I'm gonna just switch my market up just so I can still do like locally. So I got like 100 bandits on. I just want to say, like, what do you think, like, distributing them? Like, how many you think I should do, like, per week? Just like, what you recommend?
Yeah, so where do you where's your market?
Well, right now I was doing Atlanta, like while I was here for the summer.
What college are you in right now?
Florida A&M. It's in Tallahassee.
So Tallahassee. I know where Florida A&M is.
Yeah.
All right. So if you're gonna be in Tallahassee, you're probably gonna have to call buyers and see where they're looking to buy, and then that's where I put them out.
All right.
Tallahassee's weird, man. There's like some markets are okay, some aren't. It's like it's weird. Tallahassee is where it's big, but there's like nothing near it.
Yeah.
It's weird. Valdosta is like the closest big city. And I wouldn't. So I would have to call the buyers, see where they want to buy, and then put the bandit signs out by them.
All right. That sounds good. And I knew I just had to talk to you because I knew you would know a little something about Tallahassee since you're down there. So
of course, man. Well, Tallahassee is actually like 7 hours from me. But it's still a decent wholesaling market, man.
Yeah. I think we can.
There's areas you want to avoid, obviously, but there's great areas there. And there's like the really nice, like preppy areas you don't want to do that either. Yeah. But you just call the buyers up and they'll let you know, hey, I'm looking to buy this area, this area, this area. And that's where you put the signs out.
All right, bet. Appreciate it, Zach.
Of course, man. Any other questions?
No, straight. I'll be back next week if I got something new.
All right, you got the phone number squared up for the bandit signs and everything like that?
Oh, yeah, got everything. I got this. I got the big box right here, bro.
All right, bet. I like it. All right.
Yes, sir. So
you know how to answer them right, MCTP, all that stuff?
Yeah, I got the Google Voice number ready for them to call, qualify them, all that.
All right. Last thing you have to understand when you when they call you, make sure you have a smile when you answer the phone. That's all you need. All right.
Appreciate it, Zach.
That's it, Christian. Appreciate it. Keep it up.
All right.
All right. I love to see dudes hustle. That guy's hustling. You got to respect it. I love it. David.
Hey, Zach.
How's it going, man?
Doing good, man. How are you?
Every day above ground's an amazing day.
Oh, yeah. I'll be watching your video lately. I just got a quick question for you. And actually, a few weeks ago, that's when I got your contract. And then I stay in North Carolina. And I was doing a wholesale actually in Greensboro. I don't know if you're familiar with that area. But at the same time, I was trying to do Raleigh, Charlotte. It's like 1 hour, 2 hours away because you mentioned in one of your videos. I was like, you know what? That's somewhere I can't drive and it's not too bad. So I found this deal, a Stairville, is close to Charlotte. It's like 40 minutes away. The RV is like a 210 and then she want to sell for 84. And then it's going to cost probably 50 for repairs. That's the heavy one.
All right, let's do the math again. What's the ARV?
220. I want 210. 210.
Okay. And what's the? What does she want for it?
84. 84,000. Yes.
Okay.
She first she want 95, but I was like, I cannot do 95. I gotta bring her down. And then she was like 85. I was like, no, I can't do 85. And I trying to do the new calculation, the AML and stuff.
Yeah.
And I trying to use everything. And I was like, my plan was to get her to 78, but I try my whole best. And I trying to keep mentioning about 85 anymore. And then she was like, she would have done a roof done. She put like a soft floor and everything. So she cannot go less than that. I was like, can you do 83? She said, no. She was like, the bottom line is 84.
I think it's what city is this in one more time?
Huh?
What city is this in?
City?
Yes, city.
Oh, Stateville?
Fayetteville?
No, Statesville.
Statesville, what state?
North Carolina. Okay. It's close to Charlotte.
Okay. If buyers want to go out there, that seems like a great deal, man.
Oh, okay. And actually, I went to see the house on Friday. So I see the house and the roof is actually new. It's just been done like 2 months ago. And then but I need an AC and stuff, but I did a calculation and everything because I use your way, you and Ricky. I was like, this could be a good deal. And then, but she want deposit for 2,000. But I spoke to her, I was like, look, I cannot do 2,000. I can do 1,000. So that Friday I went there with 1,000 cash. But she really don't really speak English. Then I use your contract. I went with the contract and everything. I already figured it out. And then I just got her. I was like, look, I have a 1,000. You can keep this 1,000. But the only thing you got to do, you got to sign. And she was like, okay, let me talk to my daughter-in-law and stuff. And then she can review the contract. So now the daughter-in-law, she had to contact me. And she was like, can you send me the contract so I can review it? I was like, okay, fine. So I sent her the contract and she reviewed it, but she used to be an agent. And then now when she was going through, she was talking about, where's the earnest money? You don't have to get your money back after this going this sideways and this sideways. I was like, what do you mean? I mean, how many people, because I asked her, like, how many offers have you got so far? She was like, a lot. I was like, how many person have you come to see the house? She was like, none. And I was like, how many people willing to put deposit? And she was like, none. I was like, so since I came here, I'm serious about it. I'll bring my 1,000 for deposit. So why you not going to sign the contract? And she was like, you got to go change something. I was like, no, this contract is actually really, I've been using it for a long time. But I haven't used it from nowhere. But since you guys mentioned it, that you'll be using it a lot. So I was like, ain't no way she trying to tell me to edit something and remove the earnest money and put something like diligence and stuff.
Okay, is this a off-market deal or on-market?
Oh, actually, it's for sale, Zillow for sale by owner.
So why didn't you mention that to me?
Oh, you said why didn't you mention that to you?
Yeah, why didn't you more information the better for me, man.
Oh, I'm sorry.
If this is a FSBO, how long has this been listed for?
100 days now.
Yeah, so there's a reason why. It's because this stupid daughter. she's ruining the deal. So she's the actual issue, not the seller. And so yeah, how do you leave it off? How do you leave it off of there?
Because I went to see the house on Thursday, and then since she told me to change the contract, I was like, oh, you guys don't go on live. I was like, oh, look, I'm going to go talk to my partner, and I'm going to see if they can make anything different. So that's why I just came to talk to you. And
David, do you see the private chat on here?
Do I see what?
Do you see the private chat inside of StreamYard?
The private check?
Private chat. C-H-A-T.
Yeah.
Can you put in exactly what the listed price is on Zillow for that right now?
Yeah.
So I'm actually curious. If it's been listed for 100 days, we kind of have a comp of what it won't sell for. So put that in there. I don't want everyone to see that, obviously. But I do want to see what it is.
It's 10.
I'm curious. Because it has to follow my rules. All right, let me know when you put it in there.
Okay, yeah, I'm typing right now.
Is it at least 70% of the list price?
No. Because okay. she's listing at 95. First, she was listing at 100, and that was like a month ago, and I was trying to reach out to her, and she was like, she cannot.
David, did you put the list price on there? Let me look.
Okay.
See. Okay, let's look that one up. So what price did she agree on?
84.
So you got, let's do the math. And
just sold a month ago that just looked exactly the same. It was sold for 220.
Hold on. 11 divided by 95. You got an 11.5% discount on that deal.
Oh.
David, anyone in there, I can get my sister tomorrow. She can get a basic 11% discount on a FSBO. Do you know what my rule for Zillow for sale by owners are?
Yeah, 70%.
So why do you think I'm dumb?
Oh no, I didn't say that.
So why do you think I made that rule?
I mean, because you know you'll be doing it for a long time, but once
so
I
why do you think RV, you're the exception to the rule?
I'm not trying to say you're dumb, and that's the reason I'm on this.
No, please let me know. I would love to know why you went against the rule.
Oh, I'm just gonna be honest with you, because once I started the ARV and then the repair, how much it's gonna cost? Because the ARV is $220.
David, what I'm hearing from this is I know you more than you, Zach. And that's why I did it.
No, not.
Like, and now you can't even get it done. The truth is, man, I make this rule because not because it makes me feel good or I feel like I'm superior than everyone else. I do because I deal with a lot of these around the country. And if you can't get 70%, no cash buyer in their right mind is going to want to buy that deal from you.
Understood.
Not one.
And understood. I'm not trying to say you don't, because if I knew you was that, I wouldn't be watching your video. Or I wouldn't be here to try to.
You gotta follow my rules, man.
Yes, sir. Hey, I got him.
Following the rules. I don't, because of whatever you calculate the ARV is. The free market has decided what the ARV is, and 210 is not the ARV.
Okay. Yeah, understood. I always follow your rules and everything.
I'm not saying call me dumb. I'm not like trying to be like mean or. I'm just saying if you don't follow my rules, there's a reason that you get burned when you don't follow the rule.
No, yes, sir.
The problem is you can get that thing locked up for 84, 83. Every cash buyer is going to be like, well, it hasn't been selling for 94. Why would I buy it at this price?
Right. Yeah. Okay.
I'll tell you what I put under contract for. I wouldn't even go.
The first time I heard about the contract, I was like for 65, because I did your rules and everything, 65. But
that thing needs to be at what? You can use my MAO formula, but it has to be for non-Zillow for sale by owner properties. And so if that contract doesn't have a 6 in front of it, no cash buyer even wants to look at it. A cash buyer will probably buy that thing for 65 grand. That's my guess.
Yeah, I was got I told her like a 55, and she was like, she was not motivated at all.
And so if she says no to your MAO, guess what we do? We leave.
We leave. Like, I'm not trying to
wholesale a lot of deals, man. I can tell you, no cash buyer wants to touch that thing unless it's under that price. Okay. You got to. And here's the problem. You are not the issue. You're trying to do a good thing. The seller has to come to terms to it.
Okay.
And they're going to have to cut the price $2,000 or $3,000 every month for a year straight before they get to that.
All right.
I'm telling you, man, you break my rules, you're just going to be frustrated and you're just going to do deals that are wasting your time.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not
trying to. No, I'm just, David, I'm doing this for your own good, man. And for everybody watching this, follow my rules. You knew what the rules are. You purposely broke the rules and now you're struggling with the deal. I'm telling you, you just got to follow the rules, man. I really want you to win.
I know, because like everything, I don't miss your lives. No, like,
I love it, man. I appreciate it. Just don't break my rules.
I'm not. I swear, trust me.
You broke the rule. You tried to buy it for 84.
But I didn't do it till I get like a, because like I was,
you couldn't really even do it because the seller was so ridiculous.
No, but she actually was like, oh, if I trust her, I can leave the thousand. I was like, no, I'm not gonna leave to you guys. I gotta talk to my partner first. And then because I think the other day when you guys was on live, I was trying to join, but it was probably not enough time, and probably a lot of people was already on the list. Because I was just gonna ask a question, because I was like, I cannot do an 84, because I don't think if my partner's gonna take that deal. And she was like, oh, if you can. I was like, let me just go see the house. You know, maybe I can bring her down. Because sometimes in person is way better than on the phone. So I was like, you know what? Let me drive 1 hour and 20 minutes to see the house. So I drove there and I checked the house. I was like, look, the lowest I can go is 68. She was not motivated at all. And then when I said 60, 84, and then that's when she was like, oh, I can do 84. I was like, no, I cannot do that. But let me ask somebody first. And then that's why today I was like, I'm not going to miss out. I got to talk to you before I get back.
David, with her. I've had this little thing for the past couple of weeks of just explaining this to people. Some people have a seller that is just, they're not motivated. And then they like keep pressuring these people into, and it doesn't work. When you ask a girl out and they say no, do you keep pressuring them till they say yes? No, you just, no. Okay. And then changes, let me know. You can follow up maybe, but like, you just don't keep pounding them. It's just so stupid. Well, will you change your mind now? Huh? Well, I'm really handsome. Yeah, I'm a really cool dude. Okay, you said no. On to the next one. When the seller's not motivated, get the clue and get out of there. Go to the next one. Don't waste your time.
Okay. Yeah, but I have,
you're not a guy that wastes his time. I know that.
Yeah, I have another question. You're a guy that wants to
get some deals done.
Okay. Yeah, lately I've been driving for Dollar like probably 2 to 3 times a week, and I'll be trying to get like a lot of houses, like at least 25 to 30 a day. And now when I'm nice. Trying to do the calling, look, I still have a fear because I'm just really getting started. And then I feel like, you know what, that fear has got to stop. But, you know, people be mean and stuff. And then, but I haven't started using those datas and stuff like a PopStream or IEN because my budget, I'm trying to really, you know, working on my budget because when I come in, I have to spend everything. But sometimes, you know, it's a house, like an old house, like a really, the zombie one that you'll be talking about, probably the owner already dead. So how are you supposed to know, like on a true people search, if like they relate to someone that I can reach out to?
Or honestly, maybe slap a sticking on the house and someone calls. That's the best one. You can talk to the neighbors. You can cold call. Trivial search the owner. And then there's relatives on trivial search. There's a million ways to do it.
Okay. All right. I think that's it. But thank you so much. I can't wait till I get my first deal. You'll be the first person.
I know you can do it. Just follow my rules. I make the rules because I see so many people struggling. And I'm like, okay, because they're not doing this exact thing. And then I make the rule.
Okay. And one thing before I mention this, because I don't want to mention if I'm going to get a chance to get in the podcast. Man. I don't know. I'll find you after I already spend $1,000 for buying courses. So whenever I'm gonna close my first deal, second deal, whenever I'm gonna be on a podcast by any chance, I'm gonna mention the guy name. And please, you better put his name.
Well, I will delete that name because no one's worth any clout.
But yeah, I'm glad I found you. And everything that you guys do is like, and especially for free, no one's that. Because I spend $1,000 just buying course and stuff. But when I came to you, the information that I was always looking for, and then you guys just give it out for free. But it's really a pleasure, and I just can't wait to talk with you anytime soon. But man, you're really doing a good thing. God bless you.
I appreciate it, David. You go out. It's not Zach's story for you getting your first deal with the guru's name. It's your story. It's all about you. You go do it, okay?
Including you too, man.
Pressure, thank you so it's not much. Sorry, the pressure's on your shoulders, not my shoulders. You have to do it. I can't do it for you.
Yes, sir. I got it.
All right.
Thank you,
Zach. There you go, man. I'm telling you guys, I want everyone to understand this. When the sellers does not want to sell, you are not going to convince them that you're such a cool dude or a cool gal that they're going to go under contract with you. You just got to accept it, follow up maybe, but don't force the deal. I have a lot of rules. Not a lot, but like I have very specific rules in wholesaling. Let's go over some of the big ones really quick. Zillow for sale by owners, you do not get it under contract for above 70% of the list price. It has to be 70% or below. Multiply it by 0.7. Multiply the listing price by 0.7. And that is the most you can offer. The most. Number two, do not cold call the pre-foreclosure list. Cannot stress this enough. Do not do that. That breaks Zach's rules. Do not cold call the pre-foreclosure list. Number three, if the seller does not want to sell, do not force yourself upon them. You can follow up, but don't do it. It's weird, and you won't get deals by doing that. And number four, work hard. I don't know. I'm telling you guys, work hard. Brandon.
Hey, Zach. How are you doing?
Bro, I'm blessed, man. How are you?
Good, good. Yeah, so I've been watching your channel for a while. I actually just graduated from college. I went to University of Miami.
Cool, man.
Looking at my degree right here. But yeah, I started watching your videos literally in class. I would go to class and I just start watching your videos. So actually, I've been at it for a while now. I've been doing a lot of cold callings. I did probably like over 1,000 calls. So right now I have a bunch of good leads. And one, three questions I want to ask you about is, first off, the one you just said this, you said don't cold call the pre-foreclosures list. Now, that's I'm confused about that because in your video, you said that's a list that you can pull off prop streams.
So there's a difference between a list you can pull on prop stream and a list you should call. Because when I can pull a pre-foreclosure list and reverse drive for dollars and SMS text didn't do well.
Hmm.
Does that make sense?
But, I mean, they would be motivated, though. So in my mind, I'm thinking, okay.
Okay, so Brandon, let's do this. Mm-hmm. You cold call 1,000 pre-foreclosures and let me know how it goes.
Well,
prove me wrong.
Yeah, but wouldn't they, in my mind, why? Can you explain why they're not ideal? They're not the ideal target. Okay.
So here's a cool one.
Mm-hmm.
If you can run fast enough, you can walk on water. Do you think that's true? I believe it's true. Let me go try to do it right now. Oh, it didn't work. Okay. The only way sometimes you're going to figure it out the stove's hot by you touching it and burning your finger. So go burn your finger. Go do it. I'm going to tell everybody else not to touch the hot stove. You know how you go to a restaurant, people are like, hey, the plate is hot. Don't touch it. And they immediately touch the plate.
Mm.
That's got to be you. The reason is because pre-foreclosure sellers, they are behind on their mortgage payments, which means they are getting cold called from credit bureau companies. They're being called by debt servicing companies. They're being called by loan sharks, credit card, all these things. And pre-foreclosure sellers get so many calls every single day. And unless you have personally been on a pre-foreclosure list or dealt with people in that list, you'll see they'll literally get 30 calls a day. They don't even answer their dang phone.
Okay, so it's just an incredible amount of competition you're dealing with. It's just not even worth
it. It's not competition. It's just they get calls from all these different companies, not about wholesaling related, just other services. They don't even answer their dang phone.
Okay, I see.
Lawyers, all these things. And so you calling, it's like, oh, I'm getting no calls. I don't know why I'm getting no results. And so you can do it and see it ain't going to do well. Now, people don't answer calls, but they're still on their phone and they answer texts. So texting works really good.
Okay, but yeah, I'm probably.
So there's a difference between pulling a list and it being a good cold calling list, right? So lists and marketing channels are different. Does that make sense? There's a list and a marketing channel, right?
Yeah, so there's a list
you pull. Not every list,
you know, tax liens, and then you go and you either you cold call, you put a bandit sign, and you do those different types of forms of marketing.
Okay, mayonnaise does not go well with bananas. Mayonnaise goes well with subs.
That's right.
Oh, but since mayonnaise goes with subs, it should go with my PB&J sandwich. That's what you're literally telling me. No, it doesn't go well together, bro.
They don't. Okay.
Right? And so yeah, that's true. It's how it works, man.
Also, so I have this one person, and so I'm back home right now. I'm back in New York, and my market right now is Buffalo, New York. And so I was watching your videos about the ARV that needs to be you look at the comps, ARV, boom. You look at what square footage, number of rooms, or at least this amount of work to be done. So I called up, I did the vacants in Buffalo. I called him up. He's looking to sell. I asked him, okay, this is a primary residence, supplementary income. He said a supplementary income. Was okay, what is your plans for, are you thinking about putting more money into the property? He's like, no, not really. I'm trying to move on to my next property. I was like, boom. Okay, he needs to get out of there. He wants to reinvest his money. He said he was looking for a price. I seen the comps in the area that were selling for about 220, 255 in the last 3 months. I talked him down to, we were at 100, and I talked him down to 85. So we have it under contract for 85 right now. And one thing, I'm not sure if I'm not doing this correctly, I also went to a real estate meetup. I met up with another bunch of people, and I went over with them. I can't find a buyer. And now I'm thinking, have I not done enough calls for cash buyers? Because I pulled a list of like 100, and I found one that was interested, but he wants more. And I want to get at least 10 grand off of it. So how much, like, if I'm not pulling cash sales and I'm not getting any buyers.
How many qualified cash buyers do you have?
I have 3. And I asked them for proof of funds. I asked how many houses they bought in the last 6 months. I asked them no question. They bought. They sent me the proof of funds. They sent me the PDF. They showed me the transaction they had, but they're asking for more, which makes no sense because this house I have, it needs a full rehab. 1,700 square feet.
They're asking for more. They're wanting less for the contract price. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, I can send you. Want me to put the address in the
chat? Do they want less or more for the deal?
They want the buyers. Want less. They want less.
Thank you. Okay. You just got to communicate that. Okay. Well, so have you talked to all 3 of them? They all said that?
Yes.
So you got to think about this. If 3 people have said you're wrong, you got to lean towards the buyers. I hate to tell you, right? It's like when you talk to 10 people and they say, hey, am I crazy? And they all say you're crazy. It's not like they're all dumb. Maybe you're the crazy one.
yeah, but here's the thing. Here's a caveat. So thing is, that's only 3. If I were to cash to send it to an email blast, it would be if I had 100 qualified cash buyers, I would probably have a higher chance. So I'm thinking I gotta just increase my
chances
by getting more qualified cash buyers. Because 3, that's not a lot at all. It only takes 1 cash buyer to close the deal.
Yes, but also if you just email blast it, there's a better chance to get your deal stolen.
Yeah.
So you want to call people up. Honestly, what I can tell you, man, is if you truly believe it's worth more,
I think it is. 100%.
3 more qualified buyers.
Yes.
Who have bought in property in the last 3 months in that zip code. And if they say it's high, that means 6 people said it's too high. It's too high.
In my mind, I don't think it's too high. I have one buyer.
If 6 people said it's too high, then it's too high.
Well, 3 people said it's too high, but I have one buyer where they're going to walk. I contact an agent. I was watching your videos. I watch every single video. You told the people, hey, you can't to find a buyer. I watched one of your shorts. You said, call up the buyer's agent. I was like, Zach, is this really going to work? So I called up the buyer's agent. I was like, this is not going to work. I called the dude up. And he was like, yes, we have a, the agent told me he has a buyer. And I was like, okay, you got to show me proof of funds. You got to do da, 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 da. He sent me all that. I was like, okay, bet. Then what I'm worried about commission, because this man, he's not going to do this for free. So I talked to one of my friends. Mentor. He does wholesale real estate in my market. He told me to ask the the agent to ask the client for his commission. I thought it was wild, but I told him, like, hey, I'm not going to make the most amount of spread on this deal. Can you ask your client to do your commission? And he said, he didn't even respond to me. This is kind of sketchy. I got to ask him about this, 'cause I'm not going to waste my time. He just said, okay, can we go through a walkthrough today? It's literally today. Like, he texted me this morning. And I'm like, I had to call back with the, long story short, there's a time conflict with the seller. And right now I'm kind of skeptical. I don't want to get my deal stolen. I'm not sure he's going to backdoor me.
Did the agent say the price works?
The what?
Did the agent say the price works?
He did not say that. That's
why are you going to walk him through?
He said he's going to walk through with the client.
Bro, they have to be yes on the price before they can walk through it. You're just wasting time. Everyone want to walk through it.
Because like I said, I got to ask them, yes or no, or is this the price that worked? I'm not very firm on that number.
If they say, oh, we don't, probably not, but we'll go through it, you're going to waste a walkthrough. You only have a certain amount of walkthroughs you can do on the property, man.
Okay, yeah, but I'm going to call them tomorrow and say, I'm very firm on this price. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. Can you do this price?
If they commit and walk through, they're more likely to accept it. It's a win-win, just saying it.
It's saying what? We'll repeat that one more time?
It's a win. Even if they are going to say, yeah, it just increase them agreeing on the price before they even see it. Well, it's not like you have to, but it increases the chance of them accepting it because they already accepted it in their minds. They say, okay. Ooh, we don't know. And they go there. You only have a certain amount of walkthroughs you can do, man. I don't want to waste it on this one.
Yeah. But I don't want to waste
not time. Actually solid.
Yeah. I'm definitely not going to, I'm going to make sure I make that very, very clear with them.
I just don't need to waste a walkthrough or waste your time with these people.
That's facts.
Trust me. Okay. I've done that before.
Oh, yeah. That definitely had to suck. Also, Zach, just one last question. So one thing that is also I find very frustrating. So I put all the numbers on an Excel sheet and I label them, by color code them. I have all my color codes for if I have to follow up with the seller. So I call them. Cold call off market. Hello, Mr. Seller. Are you looking to sell your property? Yes, yes, yes. And they are intrigued. I ask the qualifying questions. What are your plans for the property? If they're trying to move, where are you trying to move? Like this one client, the last person I got off the phone with, they said he's trying to move to the Filipinos. No, Philippines.
Philippines.
Trying to move to the Philippines with his wife. Da 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 da. I qualified him, and now he doesn't pick up. Like. I understand. I asked him. He seemed very motivated. I'm asking questions. I'm calling back. I want to ask you, how many follow backs do you have before you say, nope, he's wasting my time. It's better to use his time to market for more leads.
Every single week for the rest of the year.
Every single week.
Do you want to get the deal or not?
That's crazy.
Crazy?
No, I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy. Not as
it's crazy because most
not worth it. It's crazy as that's not what I typically would think. What I would typically think is, even like you said, with like pursuing a woman, if I'm going to pursue a woman, she's not picking up my call, responding to my text. She wasn't very truthful with the first initial interaction. She was entertaining it or wasn't very, there's no weight to what her words were saying. Time to move on. That's what I would interpret.
I use analogies like that, but it's not exact. Wooing a woman and doing a wholesaling deal is a little different. There are some good analogies that work, but there's some that aren't. This is not one of them. You do that stalker behavior with a woman, and if you do it with a deal, it's like, okay. If you do it from a different phone number every time, it's fine. And text and follow up. Now, honestly, if they don't answer a bunch of times, I would call from a different phone number. I would email. I would send a reverse trying for a dollar sticky note. I'll do it from there.
Okay, just
now, keep on. If I did that with a person, I'd be a stalker. But I'm doing it for marketing, so it's not. That's the big difference.
So keep on pursuing until they
sustain. I'm not in the Philippines right now. That's why. Leave a text. People usually answer texts.
Okay, I bet.
So leave a text?
No, I sent a phone call. I keep on call. I don't. They
send a text.
People that are typically older, they don't like the text. They'd rather be old school with the phone. So I just call.
You got a text because you're not answering.
What do you say? Oh, send a text.
They're not answering. You got to text them.
Oh, okay. I see. Yeah, but I guess that was, I had other people tell me it's just to keep on probably pursuing other leads. But yeah, I think what I'm going
to
do.
You need to pursue other leads. You just call it once a week or text and then go to the next one. Don't get too married to the deal, man.
Okay, I see. I see. That makes sense.
Put it on a follow-up. That's it.
That sounds good. Yeah, I think I'm going to do that.
All right.
Last, was that all my questions? Yeah, that was all my questions. I appreciate it, Zach. Appreciate
all it. All right. Keep it up.
Thank you.
All right. Lightning round with Vidush. How do I say your name?
Sweet. That's correct.
Vidush. All right, Vidush. Man. Lightning round. What's up? Really quick.
What's up, man? Super. Blessed. I just jumped in to I saw one video of yours. I got fired from my job and I started cold calling and I signed two assignments this week. Nice. So I feel I'm a little bit, but I'm a little bit farther ahead than I know what to do. Now I heard the stuff you've been saying all today, so I can definitely try those. First thing I would ask is, how do I find the top wholesaler in my market if I wanted to JV one of these with
what them? Market?
I have a Houston one and a Michigan one.
Houston is going to be Facebook groups. Michigan's going to be Facebook groups also. Those Facebook groups have all of them. I know the top five guys are all in there.
Okay. So just go in there, post, I have a deal, maybe put pictures and then whatever. And okay, luckily on my Michigan deal, it is post-dated for basically at midnight, it would become good. And maybe I can back out because I got a 28% discount on for sale by owner. Or do you think that'll work?
It's close enough. It might. It's gonna be tight.
Maybe if I take a little bit of haircut on how much I make $5,000 instead, maybe. It might make it easier.
I mean, 28% is close enough. You can make it work. It's not perfect. Yeah. Like, I mean, it's it is a perfect rule, but at 1 to 2%, then maybe. I've seen it happen, but I've also seen it not happen. So it's ultimately up to what the buyer's willing to do for it.
Okay, so I might call him before midnight and try to haggle a little bit.
I wouldn't do it late. I do it tomorrow.
Okay, okay. That's the other thing. I'm in Colombia, so I'm just trying to make it work from here. So I guess it'll definitely be by phone. It's not a big deal. We'll figure it out. And then Facebook groups to find the other cash buyer. Now, if I wanted to do it with you, how would I turn in a deal to you to see if you have any interest in
sellmypaper.com?
Can you say that again?
Sellmypaper.com.
Got it. Sellmypaper.com. Got it. Okay. And I mean, I have experience hitting the phone, so maybe that's why I was able to sign stuff earlier, but I'm going to have to be.
Did you sign contracts or do assignment of contracts?
I did the assignment of contract.
How much is that going to be?
I got one in Houston that was 150. I got it signed for 99.5.
So how much of an assignment fee is that?
I mean, I don't know I don't have a buyer, so I don't know.
Oh, but so you got the contract signed. You didn't assign it.
Oh, is that okay? I'm sorry. I thought
an assignment. Okay, no big deal. So you have two contracts signed.
Correct.
I mean, I wouldn't JV it. I'd just find buyers yourself. You're smart.
Okay. So I mean, I just haven't done any research on finding buyers. I only saw one video and started calling.
.com, man.
Yeah, I think I jumped in really, really quick.
I literally put it today on here. Freelancing.com. Literally, if Houston's so easy to sell a deal.
Okay.
I would go to, depends what you want to do, but I would probably just cold call the four rents in the zip code. Fastest way.
Call the four rents in the zip code.
Hey, yeah, Columbia and Houston. I mean, I don't think the time zone.
It's the same time zone.
Same time zone. So I think you're fine. Time zone.
Yeah, and I have a Houston number to use also. So
you're fine, man. Cold call the four rents in that zip code. You'll find a buyer easily. And then for Detroit's a little harder, but I do the same thing.
Okay.
Call them. Hey, I'm not looking to rent out your property. My name is Zach, and I'm seeing if you're looking to buy anymore. I'm actually a wholesaler. Just be transparent with them. I go to frillson.com. But man, those are huge cities. They're so easy to sell the deal. It's not worth giving up half the deal over.
Okay.
Now, maybe if you're struggling with the walkthroughs and stuff like that and pictures, maybe you want to JV it. That might not even be a bad strategy at all either.
Just because I'm not there at all.
Yeah, it might be a good one too.
Yeah, and I was thinking to do that because I actually have like 4 assignment of contracts out. They haven't come back. I don't know if I'll get them, but I have 4 offers out on top of that. So I was like, it might be really hard to find a bunch of buyers in a very short amount of time.
Yeah. I would go to freelancing.com to kind of help you out with that problem. I think once you get contracts signed, you got to get on those phones and start finding cash buyers. Because if you get no activity on those deals, you're going to get screwed. And those deals aren't going to go through. And I think you got good deals, hopefully. I mean, I didn't underwrite them, but I think one of them is going to hit at least. And you can get a good
deal. At least the Houston one looks good.
How do you get that deal?
I was calling the for sale by owners. I was finding houses that looked really messed up. I called him and I offered him like 25% off. And he was like, no, we're going to fix it up and we're going to sell it ourselves. He was like, but I have a bunch of houses that we are working on. And he sent me a list of the houses that he's working on. And I went through that list and two of them looked like a good deal, but one of them was a really good deal. And I got him to do it for 99 when he had it listed for 150. So I was like, okay, I should be able to make some money off of this.
Yeah, for the FSBOs, man, I got to call the 4 rents there and just see what the buyers are going to be at. We can debate all day, but I think we got to talk to some legit buyers and see what they think about the deal.
Yeah, cool. I totally saw that on here. I will not argue with you. I don't know anything, so whatever you tell me, that's what I'm going to do. No.
Detroit is it's a special place because it makes no sense. It really doesn't. So I get a deal locked up for the lowest I can to see what the buyers want to hit it at. Houston is there's so many buyers that you can ran through all of them and see what sticks. But honestly, let's just see. Because worst case scenario, you can always get a haircut on the deal.
Right. So that's what I was thinking. Maybe I'll just take 5 on that one after hearing what you said. And I was like, maybe they'll like
it. Let's see what the buyers have to say first. You have a product. Let's see what they want to buy it for. You're in Colombia. They do a lot of that, right? It's a joke. All right. Talk to the buyers. Let me know how it goes. You can talk to me on the one-on-ones and keep me updated. I want to see what happens on these. All right.
I'll see you in 2 weeks.
All right. Yeah, not later, 2 weeks. Give me a week. You talk to you could talk to like 5 qualified buyers in Houston by 11 a.m. tomorrow if you start calling at 9.
Shit. Okay. Sorry.
You can though.
Okay, that's awesome.
Hey, you own this rental property? You want to buy any more? I got some right here. Boom.
Super. No, it sounds like a great strategy. I'll be all over it.
Not overthinking it.
I won't. I'll just pick up the phone. That's what's much easier for me.
My name's Vadush. I'm a wholesaler, and I have this deal under contract. Are you looking to buy any more? Seems like a good rental property. Boom.
Cool.
All right, man. Go after it. Give me a week.
I'll see you Sunday.
You've spent the work doing this. I think you can spend the work getting the deal done.
Absolutely, right? I can.
After that, worst case scenario, we'll get you a JV. We'll get it done. All right?
Cool. Thanks,
man. All right. Appreciate your efforts, man.
Later.
He's a guy that does the action and does the work. I love to see it. Love to see a beginner going out here and doing it. So shout to Vadush right there. Shout also to Zach. Your boy got his first deal today. Congrats to Zach Cummings there. Congratulations to him. First deal of many, hopefully. And that's it. Guys, you see people doing the work. It works. If you work hard, you'll get it. Guys, do a duty to yourself, your family, and everyone to get rich by wholesaling houses. If you want to learn how to do it, make sure you go to freelancing.com. Work your butt off. Get some wholesaling deals. And I know you can do it, guys. This is Zach and signing out. And I'll see you soon. Have a blessed one. Thanks, guys.